mark. Get set. Plunge!
Over 50 plungers gathered on Saturday to swim in the icy water of Copaig's Upper Rota Pond to benefit underfunded co-op programs. Sponsored by donors, the swimmers charged into the water despite temperatures being in the mid-30s. Now in its fifth year, the plunge brings together a broad range of individuals, united by their support for Co-Arc, along with their daredevil spirit.
My name is Jamie Kubasek, and this is my fourth year plunging.
Oh, you've jumped four times.
Yep. I do it for to help the camp out and that, and then I just do the rest for fun. I mean, I love jumping in. It's not really all that cold as people say it is.
I don't believe you.
It's only 35 degrees. That's all it is. The divers can tell you the same thing. It's only 35 degrees.
Well, I'm Dan Shatter from Copaig Fire Captain. We're over here today just making sure everybody stays safe in the water. And they don't go out too far. Nobody freezes to death. They can go. They can stay in as long as they want.
Okay.
As long as we're in the water.
And then once they turn green, that's when you guys go get them, right?
Right. They come out.
Have you ever had to rescue somebody during one of these plunges, or is everybody?
No, they're cold. They're more. They get cold a lot quicker than before they want. They come right out.
Elwin Moore. I'm my third year jumping with my friend Doty.
School bus drivers.
We're school bus drivers at Taconic Hills. This is your son Shane and our son Jason. And we're all going to jump in together and have some fun here today. We pick something wacky every year.
I went to Ireland this year.
She went to Ireland. And last year it was the big fuzzy hats and the glasses. And
the
Valentine's stuff. And, you know, we just pick something. We jump in and make ourselves look a little more goofy. And, you know, our friends think we're goofy anyway, so.
I do it so people don't recognize me.
Part of the team, the red group that's going in first. Part of the pleasure of being a third-year plunger, they let you go in first to show everybody how it's done, you know?
Yeah. My name's Gus. I'm just doing it, you know, personally.
Right on. No. First time?
No, 5 years.
Really?
Yep.
Is it terrifying?
No, not bad. Yeah. I was thinking like Fountain of Youth, and it seemed to be a lot better. That's nice. I'm from Hudson, Greenport area. I work for Co-Arc.
Tony Wilson.
Who are you plunging for, Co-Arc?
For Co-Arc, yes.
Did you work there? Or?
Yes, I work there. Blended service program.
Okay. And could you describe your outfit?
Pool sharks. We shoot pool, and we like jumping in the water, so we're pool sharks.
Jessica.
Susie.
What town are you from?
Germantown.
Middleburg.
Is this your first plunge?
My third year.
It's my second.
It's cold.
What a meeting. The German Columbia Green Community College Human Services Club, Taconic, and Taconic Hills Junior Class.
I'm never doing this again. I'm not that much of a woman I thought I was.
We'd also like to recognize U.S. Congressman, who is here to plunge today at 1:30. All of those who want to see that great event, please get down to the beachfront by 1:30.
Hey, nice to see you. Chris Gibson, good to be with you.
Yeah, it is a great cause, you know. So, we're so very thankful to have Co-Arc. Yeah.
It's colder than last year.
Oh, thanks.
We also would like to thank New York State Senator Kathleen Marchione, who has sent a representative from her office to watch us today. New York State Assemblyperson Pete Lopez and New York State Assemblyperson.
Can I have some air? What was I thinking? It was so warm in the Jeep. You know, I got out, I thought I was in good shape, and they gave me a pass. They said that I just missed the wave. So they gave me a pass, but it's for a good cause. So God bless
so
them.
Much,
they do good work. They do good work. So it's the least I can do.
Really appreciate it.
I can feel my lungs go. Last time I dove right in, and my lungs completely collapsed. I came up, I was like.
Plungers Mike Malinsky, Nick Alger, and Nick Morimbito spent over 3 minutes in the pond, which they claimed was a record for the event.
Personal record, I think Copaig record.
This year's Polar Plunge, which brought out the most teams to date, raised nearly $11,000 for COARC.
There's no place better than to listen to WGXC in the water at Copaic Lake.
Says
Assemblyman Pete Lopez.